I'd like to just pick up the Ramban now, and then we'll see later what we'll do. We'll do a part of the Ramban and discuss it, and then we'll discuss what the efficacy is, the efficacy midiraisin in Takonis Darabon and Gzeis Darabon, which I think is an interesting question anyway. And you think of Bochonin quotes up Chaim in a vacuum, and we shouldn't do talk about it. Okay? At least you'll see what I'll say. Okay? Say that. So, try to evaluate what he says from Chaim also. Okay? Avol Hadovo Haboro Hamanuke Mikol Shibush. It's like, say the Sheba Seles. He's very, very strong graphic words. Who shenodia she'en halav azeh loisoso elo ma she'omru befehu she'hatera kon hadvorim hadnitroshim betera b'gzei v'shovo. Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
What page is it on for them? Chof Dalet?
Second column.
Chof Dalet, second column, okay. Oh, bin yinav? V'sha'a sholesh esoy midlis she'atoy nidreshet b'hem. So tell me you give a midlis. Oy b'mashmo'us loshen ha'kosuv atzmoy. Oy b'mashmo'us loshen ha'kosuv atzmoy. V'chei b'mash kibla locho mish misinai. Tere sh'bal peh. She'im yiru heim. She'ze hador v'oso. Oy muto menatero. Lefi medrish ha'kosuv. Olafi Pirushoi, our Halochna Piam Shmua, me Moshe Rabbeinu, Viru Hefech, Chai Levatel Da'atoi, Ulaham in the Masha Omuhein. So, it's a very, very important thing, okay? We know that Bezdin is a Bailim on Yigimumidis, okay, and that the Ram also agrees with, okay. The Ramban is adding something over here which we don't know really that it's true in Bezdin. Does Bezdin have the right to interpret Torah Shabbat? It's not homiletics over here. He's talking about Mashmos Akosuf, okay. The Bezdin have the right besides Yigimumidis HaTorah Nidreshet Lehem to interpret Torah Shabbat. So he's very clear about that, that the Bailim, not only Elocho Mishmi Sinai, and not only Anu Gimumidish HaTorah Nidreshet Behem, but they're also the Bailim, Al Pirush Mashmaos Torah Shabbat. And then he adds a new dimension over here, okay? So we understand that one is not allowed to do different than what they say. If they say, oh, Tosh Tit Netela, you can't act differently, okay? Not only in terms of Yigimumidais, not only in terms of Alachum Shisinai, but even in terms of Mashmaos HaKosov, okay? But not only that, he adds a dimension which the Rambam also doesn't have. The question is, the person comes and says, true, okay, I won't violate what Bezin says, but I think they're a bunch of, they're just trying to manipulate our life, and I don't believe they're violent really, but since they're sitting in the position of power, I'm not going to rock the boat, okay? I'm not sure, according to the Rambam, that's a problem. Okay? But the Ramban adds a new dimension over here, and he says, Chayiv Levatel Da'atoy, not only has to Levatel his Das, Ulahamin B'mashu Amuhem. I don't know if it's the same thing or not, okay? Okay? It could be that he says, I'm not Kilo Bahochi of saying something here, for what they look, so therefore I'm about to my das, but it looks a little fluky, okay? That's one way of saying it. But you can also say, that, you know, I don't know if you say it looks fluky, is ki'ilu, he might mavato da'atoi, because, you know, it looks fluky to me, but, you know, they're the bailim, okay? But I think he has to also believe what they say is the proper pshat, which is going very, very far, which I don't know if we know that others say such a thing. Okay? Correct? I just want to show you this. I mean, if you know, if someone would ask you, do you have to believe what they say?
When they say Yamin small, is it? When they say Yamin small, that's just the question of acting.
Yeah. So the chov, that's an important thing, correct? It's an observation. Eloi bought the other shield over there, correct? Correct? Okay, let's continue.
Do you want to say this?
I don't know. What? Okay, but you know, see what I'm trying to do in general, in my crusade about reading, it's not clear that, I don't know, tell me if, you know, the other person who published that. No, it could be they did. I just say it's not clear that everyone would have noticed this words over here. But L'cheira, once I point the words out to you, I didn't say anything, okay? I did say something that it could be Levata Da'atoi, and L'hamin might be, you know, the question is, am I Ba'ahochi to say something? Do I have to believe what they say is correct? You know, you could differentiate between the two, okay? You know, but some people say the ani ma'amins, that are oimer, there's a problem, it could be even that, see, someone verbally says something about Bezin. That's another question. So, you know, I can imagine those that say I can't, you know, verbally attack the Bezin. Okay? We have to know if it's true or not, okay? But he's not talking about the verbal attacks. He's talking about deep down, no one's in the room, and I'm not talking to anyone. The question is, what are my beliefs? Do I believe that what they say, do they know what they're talking about or not? Okay? Correct? One second, what's the number? No. I don't think. One second. We'll read the Rambam, we'll get to the other thing, we'll see. We'll see what the Rabban Yamin is. I don't know what you want. You see, no. You're making a mistake. The question of Derech HaPshat and Rabbi Seinu, and that he's not questioning anything. And that's pushing a complete misunderstanding of the Ramban. Because you remember, the Ramban clearly says that the Pshat and Posek and the Medrash Chachomim are both true and they can peacefully coexist. Okay? All the Ramban is saying that the Rabbi Seinu darshan this, but the Mashmos HaKosuv might be something very different. And that the Ramban never denied that. And that's what he talks about, the Yud-Gimel-Midas. Chazal might dash the Yud-Gimel-Midas over here. And also say the Mashmos HaKosuv is this. And the person who denies one of them, who says the Stira, also might be a problem. Okay. You hear what I'm asking you, correct? Okay. But I think it's correct what I'm saying. It's not a Dechia. I think it's Mamash Lamitash Adlon. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Now, but the Rambam, first of all, we find the Bezin HaGodol are the Baal Matosh Valpeh and the Baal Yudgul Midas, okay? We don't find any Hechach in Rambam that Bezin HaGodol is the Baal Mashmos Tosh Viksav. We don't know such a thing. That's point number one. If you read the Rambam, Perek Aleph and Mamre, Maloch Aleph and Beis, Bezna Godo Shevishalayim, Heimikater Shabalpe, Veimamude Horo, Umehem Chok, Umishvot Yoitse Lechol Yisrael, Valei Meticha Tera, Shenema Piatera Sheirucho, Zu mitzvah tzei. Bukholama amin b'moshe rabbeinu b'tzei rotzoi chayim lismoch maise adas aleim lishoin aleim. Echot dvorim shalomdu oisot lomdu oisim p'yashmua v'im toru shabal peh. That's what the Bible on. Because the Amudei the echot dvorim shalomdu p'y da'atom v'achas me'am v'idish atorin d'drashat ben v'niyim v'neim shadova zekachu odos. That's how you use the Gimumidus. The Echad Vom Shos is Siog. So there's nothing besides that. It's either Kabbalahs of Pirush HaMakubal HaLachom Shmi Sinai, or that what they heard, okay? And there's also Gimumidus. But the Mashmoth, Lashon HaKosuv, we don't know anything about that Pukhan. We haven't thought about that, correct? It's only a different thing that they all said is that once they say this is a Pirush HaMakubal and that's the Pshat and Posik, no one has the right to say, we don't say Ayin Panim Lateya. But that's a different issue over here, because it's not, they're not saying Mashmos Loshon HaKosov, they're saying there's a Pirush HaMakubal Moshe Rabbeinu. It's nothing to do with this. The Abaylim on Teru Shevet Sav V'Vayit is a Pirush HaMakubal. That's correct. Okay. Now let's continue a little bit and let's play this out. But this, even if I just said this, I didn't say anything, but I think it's a very important observation. What the Ramban is trying to say here. Correct? Next. Then he says, Zeo Shoma Kosu, Ki Pole Mimchodovo, La Mishpot, Ben Dom Ludom, Ben Din Ludin, Kloima, Sheniskase Mehem Dovo, Benechlaku, Ki Yipolim means that this niskase, that they're not sure about something, not clear about something. Okay. Rav Yisureho, Nigoeho, V'oivar divrei bezen agogu shabedeiroi, V'seimich al daitoi, V'oive alasei, V'aloisase alodo. Okay? That's pretty clear, correct? That's at least also, right? It's not only, okay. V'afilu nechru bezen atzmom. Now he says something very important. Let's say this whole lav is only bezen as a unanimous opinion. But let's say they come to a conclusion with a different way because of worry. V'afilu im nechru bezen atzmom bedovo holchu b'hem acharoi. Im Shomu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Pei Chesed Beis, Im Shomu, Omu Lehem, Vim Lav Oimdun Laminyin, Rovu Matamim Timu, Rovu Hamatamim Timu, Hamataharin, Rovu Mataharin Tiaru. Okay? Vehein Sheiskimo Lov Rubom. Okay? Who had dovo shinitztavino olov min ha-teira? Okay. So it's not only that. Who had dovo shinitztavino olov min ha-teira? Oh, that's the pshat. Ki ha-teira nitnu lono ha-idei Moshe Rabbeinu. Biksav. The whole teira, we only had a teira shibiksav. So we don't know anything. V'goluihu, and it's very clear that if you have a written scripture, not everyone's going to interpret the same as time goes on. V'goluihu, shelo yishtavu adeyos b'chol advorim anolodim. V'chotach lono yis'ale hadin shenishma lebez nagodo b'chol ma'ashiyomu. Bein shikimu pirushu mimenu. Even if it's a Pia Shmua, Oshi Amu Kach Kein Mash Moos Haktero Vikabonoso. In the word Kein Mash Moos Haktero Vikabonoso. We'll see about that. Lefi Da'atom. Okay? That's their opinion. Ki Al. And then even goes further. Ki Al Hamashmo Shelehen. Who mitzave v'noisim lonas ha-teira. Or that the Torah is given that the way they interpret it, that's what it is.
It's all mashma that if the Torah wouldn't be given to Sar, just about her, there wouldn't have been the need for this. Because it was mitzav and it's biyad for Adam for Chorish and lo yishtavu adeyaz. If it was just a Kabbalah, Moshe's Makabbalah.
I can't tell you what he means exactly, okay? But I can tell you that Aksav, I assume, written in a way which is subject to interpretation, there's a problem. I can't tell you, he's telling you, in other words, if the Torah would have given over Aksav and Baal Peh, and that's the way it is, and there's nothing, it's not clear. He doesn't tell you what the issue is. It's just clear if you have written law, in other words, you're correct. You know, so what's the other option? I can't tell you, okay? But I can tell you, he clearly says that since it's a written law and it's subject to interpretation, you have to have a bottom interpretation. But the important thing is, we learn out from the problem of Leisosaf, small, small. The pshat is, it's not that they're making a mistake, because what they say, that's pshat. That's the way it is. Because Almanach came, the Torah was given. This is a problem, let's play it out, okay? That's what he says, correct? Nosalono me adon yisal shel yomu bal machlekes heich. Okay, what's it? We are yimin as yishul smol shekach omu shekach hi amitzvolono me adon atera yisal shel yomu bal machlekes heich atili asmi ze benuch yedei bavadai sheheitoyim vihine noim aloi kachat mitzvah. But it's even more than kachas. It's also, it means we have to believe that they're right. Okay? I'm not going to get involved in this last sentence because l'chor is only a marshal. Now, you see, it's a very strange thing. Okay? You don't, this needs work, but I'm not getting involved in this now. Okay? There can't be a parsha, parhel dovo, if Bezin's always right. And whatever they say is mashmos ha-teira. So, it's a very strange thing. On one hand, he says this. And the other hand, he says that. But that's not for us now. I'm just telling you that, you know. And also,
is it maybe always the chosman on the psak?
We have to know exactly what happens. And then they chosman on the psak, what happens. Or it's something which doesn't come into the category of mashmo. In other words, the question is an issue of categories, or is it chazor? We have to know what the issue is, okay? Correct. But clearly, you can't have this and take it to its logical conclusions about everything and have a parallel and dogma, unless you say you need a chazor, okay? The issue of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is impossible because you have a drosha, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu shayigim, and they have the wrong psak, and they know they have the wrong psak. Okay. So, you know, if they know they have the wrong psak, so it's not the mashmos ha-teir, but the teir said in such a case that to listen to him because atem afilu mezidim. So it's a similar thing. We'll have to get involved. I'm not getting involved in that now also. Okay? Okay.
I'm so
Okay, now, that is the Ramban here, okay? I want to compare this to Ramban on the table, okay? Yomin Usmo, in Dvorov Yitzhan Yiral, Afili Voyma Lokoa, Yomin Shu Usmo, or Smo Shu Yomin, Loshinashi Minyonoi, Afili Tasha Blipko, Shame Tayyid. Rabbi, the portion Beinecho, Kasha Ati Yedea, Bein Yomin Chalismocho, you know the machine you've been in small, Tasa Kimitzvosan, you should do like them. V'al teimar, eich oichel hachil v'agomu azeh, oi ahavoig, ho ish hanoki azeh, avol teimar, kach tzivo oisi, ho odoim, hamitzava amitzis, she'ese kol mitzvaysav, kechol ashe yoreini, ho eitin lefonov, v'mokom ashe yivcha. Okay? No, I'll get back to that line later. We need it. We are mashmos daiton nosan li hatera afilu yitu. Okay, it's a very, very important line.
It doesn't sound very severe. Huh?
Why?
Because you have to. I believe. I have to believe that that's them.
No, but since no, it becomes the MS. Because Al Mashmo, listen, tell the words. Even if they have a mistaken interpretation of Mashmo, but since they say it, that becomes what the British had in mind. Look what he says. It comes down to the same thing. Because he says, Al Mashmo's Daitan, Nosni Akatera, Afil Yitzu. Even if they made a mistake in the Mashmo's, or they made a mistake in Gimel Midos, but that's what the Torah was given, that the way they interpret it, that's what it is. It's a discussion semantics, you understand? Right? So, Yitu, I don't know what Yitu means. It could be that Moshe Rabbeinu would have said not like that, but it's irrelevant. Correct?
Okay, here, it sounds a little different.
Why does that make a difference?
I believe that's the MS. It's not that.
No, he doesn't say that's true. Okay? He doesn't say at the moment, okay, that you have to move out to that and believe it's the MS, but you cannot act differently than what they say. And he also says very clearly that what they say, that's the Mashmos HaTeir. Okay. Which is very important. Okay. That's the thing, right? B'zeh. B'zeh ke'inyan Rabbi Yeshua Imam Gamila V'yom Kippurim Shechal Yais B'chesh Bailer. Because their ke'inya is the same type of thing. Vatzerich b'mitzvah zeis godol ma'ed. Okay. Ki ha'teira nitno lono b'ksav, ki ha'teira nosno lono b'ksav, v'yaduhu shalei yisavu smamish, you know, the Rebbe used to point this out, that ki'ilu, the Ramban, is working hard for words, and almost plagiarizes himself and copies what he said in other places word for word. That's what he's doing here. Either because he can do it two different ways. Either he can say the Ramban, worked so hard in Nusach, he copied it, or he can say something else, whatever you want. But the Maisa is, it's the Mamish the Nusach here. It's very strange also, hello, because it's the same thing. It's out of He did it also in Sefer Mitzvahs. It really is not what you would expect of the Ramban. Why the Ramban has to explain why the tailor gives a mitzvah or not. And he's saying the reason why the tailor gave it is in order to protect it, the tailor, okay? So what do you need it for? That's the mitzvah, and that's the return of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Does my every mitzvah explains why it's a tzoros to do such a thing? Very strange. V'atzerich mitzvah zeh godol me'eid. V'yiduhu sh'yishtav adeis b'chol advorim anolodim. V'hinei yuma machlikis v'sasa atera kamateris. That's what it is. V'chol tachlonu hakosuv hadin shenishma lebezen hagodol v'oimei lifnei Hashem v'mokam ha'shiyivcha. Again, he did it again. Lifnei Amokim, right? He didn't do this here in Sefer Mitzvah. He does it twice there in Mishnah Torah, in his Pirush Al Torah, correct? B'chol ma shiyomu lanu b'feirish ha-Torah. Kol ma shiyomu b'feirish ha-Torah. Ben shikil l'pirush al-pi ein mipi eid u'moshe ein mipi eid u'moshe mipi ha-gvur pirushim ha-kobolim o shiyomu kein l'fi mashmos ha-mikra o kavanosa. See, if you had any questions before with the word kavanoso and mashmos loshon hakosov were the same, which you might have done that in Sefer Mitzvahs, when you look in Chumash, because there it says mashmos loshon hakosov with kavanoso. When you say o kavanoso, you by definition mean that it's not the same. Correct. Well, decide what these things are. Well, very clear. It's something else. Ki al mashmo shelahem hu mitzave v'neisim l'natela. V'zeh ma she'omu, excuse me, sorry, o kamenosle, ki al da shelahem hu neisim lahem atela. Afilu yiyah v'einecha kemachl v'yamin v'smol v'kol shekein sheyesh l'chol l'achshay sheheim oma yamin shu yamin. Sheyesh l'cho lachshev. So he gets back, before he didn't say it, but he gets back to what he said. Okay, see, you know, I'm just telling you, just in your work of Chumash, he gets back to this. But then he does something, okay? You know, he does something which to me is amazing, okay? You see, I have this problem, okay? You have to keep in mind that the Ramban has, and not the Ramban, the Sifri clearly says that there's a Loisoso and Kolash Yerucha Pashtis, if that's what it's referring to, in Bezen Shabiyavne, correct? So there's a separate din in Zochi Mamre of Mokhen Geir, correct? So the question is, I ask you, what's the difference between the two? Between Yavne and Mokhen Geirim? You say, oh, the Gzeres HaKosov, that's what everyone would say, okay. So the Ramban doesn't seem to say that. And I would even say that the way the Ramban presents that, I don't know if, what the efficacy of the Bezdin of Yavne is, b'chal, unless you say it's only Shulim in it. Because he says that the Ruach Hashem is not Mashiach the Elyon, and that comes in Mikdash, and that's Mokhen Geirim. And he explains Mokhen Geirim, and that's what he says. You saw the thing, Yoreini Ho'im Dim Lefona B'Mokhem Sheyivcha. They're close to the Rabbi Nisharim. V'Shenishma Lebezna Godo Ho'im Lefnei Hashem. במקום אשר יבחר. בכל אשר יאמרו לנו בפרש התורה. Then, here he does it. I don't know if I said this shiur. I have a shiur about this. I don't know if I said it once. If you want, I will. Ki ruach Hashem amisho se mikidosho v'lo yazev es chasidov li oilom. I don't know exactly v'lo yazev nishmu min atos min amichsho. I don't know what the Olam is a kami, I'm not sure it's right. But the Maisa is V'liyaz l'chasidav l'olam and nish yish nishmu min atos o min amichsho. V'losh sifri afilu marin beinech al yamin shu smol v'al smol shu yamin shma lahem. Okay. You get the impression there's a certain Ruach HaKedesh that is Shere Mikdash, the same Ruach HaKedesh of Yerim and Amitai in a different sense, and Ruach HaKedesh, Teira, but Ruach HaKedesh somehow has a new dimension. Okay? It's Lomo Shemayim. And that's the efficacy of Bezin in Yerushalayim. And that's why they are the Bailim. Okay? So I would say that outside of Yerushalayim, you don't have to believe them b'chol. Yeah. And then the question is, how does it all work with the Sifri then? Okay? I thought you'd find this question a major interesting question, but he adds a whole new element to this. And it's interesting, the stress that it's emes levato daitai. He doesn't quote the Mishor Se'eli. When he quotes the Mishor Se'eli, he says Lachshay. He's not very blunt about it. Is that proper reading so far? Now we still have one problem left, okay? We don't know what Kavanosa is. Correct? Because in Dasogis we can say the Kavanosa is the same thing as Mashmos Loshan HaKosu. But over here you can't do that because it can't be O. Correct? So I would say I can't prove it. I would say Kavanosa is something like this, the good saying at Teira. It's not the Mashmos Lashon HaKosu, but it's the Kavon of the Teira. This is the Ritzin HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and somewhere there's a Bible in that also. See, there's a Mashmos Lashon HaKosu is what the words mean, okay? And there's another question of what the intent of the Teira. What does the Teira want from us? Okay? And that they're also the Bible Mark, which is something very new.
Is this something like Time of the Core?
I don't know. Time of the Core is what? No, Time of the Core is the definition. Time of the Core is you understand what the Pasuk is. You want to know why the Pasuk says like this. And here, the question is, why did the Torah tell us about Shabbos so much? Okay? Because the Torah really wants you to have a yom of menucha and something like that, and really wants you not to be playing around, twiddling the whole day, carrying things around. That's what it really wants in the bottom line. Even though that's not in food, that's not what the words say. But that's the intent. That's the time of the Kor means, why did the Torah ask lo yabu lo noshim? Because the melech with the zee, that's a different issue. Correct?
Now, if you mean it's based on the time, right?
Right. This is that he was not talking about time of the call. He was talking about the, not talking about time of the, what was the intent? We know what the pasuk means. The Torah tells us we should have menucha on Shabbos. Okay? The Torah told us and spoke about Yontif and wanted us to be involved in the simcha. But didn't explicitly say there's a problem with melach on Chol HaMoed. Okay.
When they tell me the kavanah of the Torah is the Torah, I then.
That's the question. We have to see. Let me just continue. L'chei, what they're telling me, that's the kavanah of the Torah. We have to see. I'm going to now read to you, okay? No, I'm not doing it. I thought this is a very light, but a very interesting topic. And it's mamas the yisoid of how we interact with the chachamim and how the chachamim interact with Torah. And the chachamim is a very important thing to know. And I don't think I can skip it, okay? So he says, the Ramban Chumash. In Vayikra, Perek Chof Gimel, Va'abraisa Shebetoris Kohanim, Parashi, Kachi Shnuya Benuschos HaMedudokos, Kol Melocha Leisa Asu, Hari Ze Bo Lelameid, Al Yimei Moyed, Shehin Asu Memelocha. Yochi Yu Asuin, B'chol Melechas Avoida, Kamaloy Mahu. Okay? Who also Bechom Lachas Avoida? The Eni Mei Amoy Rasun. Bechom Lachas Avoida. Tim of Yisag Lili. Bechule. So basically there's a mute. Who Pirusha Shrab Yisag Lili Dereish Leisasu Eile Moade Hashem. Loy Meshakos of Ois Asiya B'moyde Hashem kulam, yochi yu kulam shovim b'isu, v'yeso b'chol melechas avoida k'rishon u'shmini of Sukkos, v'nidreish kol melechas avoida loisasu eile moyde Hashem, shamiko nidreish lefonov lefnei fonov, mir takos v'atzeres hi. Kom lechas avoida leisasu, shmini otzo b'chom lechas avoida, v'ein cholishamoid otzo kamo, b'chom lechas avoida, el v'mlocha b'lvad, shom leisasu, v'leizkir ha'kosuv, v'leilomaz lo klal, u'moslo lechachomim. Is that what he's talking about? He's talking about something else. But there's certainly something talking about Kavonas HaTeira, which is very real, which is not the Mashmaus HaTeira.
What's the Mashmaus here?
You see, here, I'm telling you, here, it doesn't tell you anything about this. It just, you see, here is the problem, okay? What I'm giving you is a marshal over here, okay? Because here is a shayla had a darshan. That's what Yossi is presenting. And my impression in Kavonis Loshen HaKosuv, see, because he's talking about a teira mashmuusay or kavonosay, he's talking about Torah Shavikzav itself, independent of the Giyud Gimel Shatay and the Drash Square. So what I had over here is only a dogma. But it's not what the Ramban means, certainly. Okay?
This is drushes.
This, what?
This is a drush.
This is drushes. You find also, Echidush Ramban and Moe Cotton. He says, Vade, the Isa Melocha Memoid, Menateirahein. Ramban and Moe Cotton. Can you mean it? Bereish Peg Misha Hofach. Lo mi boy b'chol shemoy diisa melocha deraisa b'chulei. Kolim b'menateu mishum da'ochi lemetukum lehu. Ushma mino b'chol shemoy diisa shel teirahu. V'ochinan muchpe kama davod ezola b'chulei. V'hashta kashalon, mashom v'yushalmi, om rabamba b'momo, ilu hoyili, mishenim na'imi, hitarti, bosa b'chol, v'shoker b'litra, v'itat shi oisim melocha b'chol shomoyed. Klum, osu, lasis melocha, b'chol shomoyed, Ela kidei shiyu oichlin v'shoisin v'yigeyim b'teiro v'yelu ein oichlin v'shoisin ein oichlin v'shoisin v'yelu ein oichlin v'shoisin v'poich hazin they're not being oichlin b'teiro almut rabonu k'sach yiri mater Rabban asks v'yesh loy moshim in a'teiro m'lechas akon nefes atzorach ayoyim u'teres beyond it. וכן מכשיר בכל שבו יהוד ליוסף, כל מלוכה שהוא לצורך, ובאחור ויוסלו, וזה מלאכת אומון. וכן בדוב העובד, וכולי goes along, goes back and forth, ואומרת לכם מה עשה, ואומרת עושה מלאטרה. And that, אבל לא נורא זה, שישי בתלם, שבתול מביא אויסר ידי פחיסוס, או איגר כל שבו יבא לתר, but there, it's cut the first, there he's saying something else. Okay, there, the question is, there is a clear thing which is also, and a derisive clear thing is the Rabbana. It's a whole different thing. The Choy have to compare it to the Rabban. My point is, we have to find the exact examples, but I would say the Kavanasa, here is the intent, and the Choy, from context, the intent is about Torah Shebichsav. Okay? Now, I'm going to start something, and I'm sure you want me to finish it next time. Okay? What is the chiyuv l'shmoya divrei chacham? What efficacy do they have if they make a gezeira et takana? Okay? Gezeira et takana, okay?
Bizman HaMikdash?
Yeah, anytime you want. So I've been adopted. That's this. On Sanhedrin. On Omer Kuflam and Aleph. Me'ato. If you want, you can follow or someone. I can't give it to everyone. You can decide who you want me to give it to. Here it is. Kuflam and Aleph. Here, Kuflam and Aleph. Now this last paragraph of Kuflam, I don't know who wants to hold on to it, who wants to sit down to it. You see, Me'ato, Me'ato nisbare shekatonis hachomim o hamitzvah shelahem einam teira. Okay, because the Rabbeinu David is coming from the frame of reference and saying over the Ramban. That's what's happening over here. I'm going to double the Talmud of the Ramban. So if you want to discuss what the Ramban's opinion might have been, L'cheira, I would have said the thing is not to go to the Chaim and Kuk B'chonon, and the single Ben David says, and what does Rosh Haran say? But I guess Andra, others would say differently. Okay, so I will discuss.
He's a direct Talmud?
A direct Talmud. He was a Talmud of the Ramban. He calls the Ramban Rabbeinu Neira. So I assume that he was a Talmud. Even though there are a lot of people who are studied by a lot of people that call him my Rebbe, I don't know, they've gone, okay? But he calls him my Benu Neila, okay? I wasn't there, I can't tell you anything, but he assumed, I give him the benefit of the doubt that he was a Talmud, okay? And I assume he's a better Talmud than most Talmudim, okay? Now, that's Omeata Nizbare Shatakonu Shachachomim Oy HaMitzvah Shalahem Einam Teiro. Okay, not a deraisa. Ela she'od m'chay v'leches achreyem mipnei she'atzibu toli bohem. Okay, just do a curveball. Okay, she'atzibu toli bohem.
Sociology.
One second. And that's the time of the thing. I don't believe that's right. Okay, I know you're going to say that. V'heim. Okay. V'heim im hanosi shel Yisrael osru atzmon v'heim im hanosi b'Yisrael osru atzmon b'muta shelahem v'ein lahatir k
Kamo Shekibel al Atmoy Osa Bedova Hamuta Shechayib Linhog Isa Bedova. So each word over here, two things, you know, I probably should just send this out and you can look it over. But you want to think about it before I talk about it. But this is very important. He's talking about the basic power of Bezin and whether it has efficacy with the Raisa. And he's explaining why. That's the question we'll see. Obefeirah she'ein chiyuv Michel Seiflin, Elba Ma, then he throws in, Uber Fairish, Shein Chiv, Shel Seiflin, Elba Ma, Sheposha Isuroi, Ucho Yisrael. What does he want with that? But that's not sociology anymore.
Kabbalah.
Yeah, I understand he's putting the whole thing together. V'hu vaday al ze haderech. It's all the same. And then he says, u'b'yivomus b'inyin shniyis omus ha'chomim mitzuv mitzavim la'asav siyov la'tera mima shekosav mishmartem es mishmarti asu mishmeres. I get the mishmarti, I assume. He doesn't say that word, but I don't know. She'odah mitzuv o'les al'atzma b'mutala. Okay? Isn't that amazing? Okay. I'm not sure whether the best thing for me to do is just to give you a week to think about this and then to talk about it. Or I can talk about it now. I can read to you the Ramban, or I can talk about it a little bit, just get what your appetite if you want, as you like.
What's the Ramban?
No, I'm saying the Ran, the joint, the Chidush Ran has a line, and then there's a Mokhon, okay? But the first question you have to ask yourself, if it's a real neder, how could you have a suffix and a neder l'kula? Okay. Okay.
Becomes like a deraisa then.
And what?
Then that is a deraisa.
I understand that, so you know. Then, the question is, who's the chiyuv on? Okay? Because he says, if you look closer to the lashon, he says, shachachomim mitzuvim la'asa siyog la'teria, ima shekos mishmalti mis mishmalti. So the chomim obligated. And then he ends up, she'odem mitzuvaleso al atzma b'mutaloi kadesh atzma b'chutalecha. So who's the chivon and what exactly happened? And why is the chiv meaning anything? And has it followed to what he said before? Two. Okay, that's one. Safu l'chuma, two. There's a steal in his words at the end. Three, what do the words Kaddish Atzmacho B'mutalacho mean? You get the impression from in David that it's this catchphrase in Kol HaTorah Kula. Anything B'Kol HaTorah Kula, you should make Kaddish Atzmacho B'mutalacho. Right? And that is the source of Gzeiris Chazal. The Ritva is also like that. Because the Ritva Nivomis, Chopham and Aleph, Elom Marov, Akadash Asimutul Chopirish, שלוי נקרס איסו קדושה לוי מה שאין בו אלא דרך קדושה אלא לוי מה שזו מן הדבורם שנטל הקדש זו במות עליהם ולוי ליגו באיסו דרייסה so it's just לא ליגו באיסו דרייסה and שאולם לישראל and that לחיר is the general rule for קדש עצמות עליך But B'chaya is mashma, and we'll see other Rishonim, the Kaddish Atzach Mutar Lo is in an issue of taiva, and not to go overboard. And the Gemara in Yevamos that quotes the Kaddish Atzach Mutar Lo in Kedusha is because it's an issue of Mishka and beer. And that's the issue of Kaddish Atzach Mutar Lo. And Rabbi Chaya, he says, "V'chein legabi gzeri shel bia u'macholos." What's it? He says like this. Rabbi Chaya isn't parshas kedoshim. Like doma to parshas kedoshim, who vi begufoy shim shechachat tavosay b'yinarayis. And at the end, he says, "B'chol teshiyim ibnei tzed itzinu b'teir." שניפויש מהטייבס ואין סוף רואים בדום ועושה כן גם גם במותה וכן אמרו אבסן הקשע את המותה לך okay so something to do with טייבס not only that that might be and he seems to be saying he's talking about the Rambans this might be the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim The problem is that Rambam doesn't say Kaddish Atzmut Muhammad Talacha. I think the Parsha Tosh maybe means that also. So the question is do you see from Kaddish Atzmut Muhammad Talacha, you see a general rule, not only by Bia, which Rabbi Nadav is trying to sell, it's not Rabbi Nebuchaya. You get the Me'iri. In Nida, when he talks about Dam Teha, which Umikomokom Bishilta is about the Dilis Kosu, Din Dam Teha, Abdus Manazir, Abdul Machab Minicho Adobel, the meaning of Makomis, Behaf Bitsofa Shomano, Shinoigin Kane, Hove and you may tell who you, Lola Nida will the Ziva.
Zokt the Miri at the end. והמח מיר ומחק עצמו מן הכיעור טוב לברוכו ועל זה נמר וסקדה של יסקדש אין קדש עצמו מוטלכו לחירה it's an elbow and it's not an elbow necessarily but it's a problem mishgo that's why ישמי קדש עצמו then is the Ramban in the Ogaib and Shidu Betzis and it's basically almost like a Ramban on a Torah We asked about the Boroshe, can you show me the Zom Vosol HaSagoi, the Zom Vosol HaSagoi, the Zom Vosol HaSagoi? So he says, in Tzim HaEichem Mitzidu, Loshen Kiddush, okay, by Yisurim. So he says, Eino Kusha, the other Rabbo, Loshen Kedusha, Eino Elo Inyan Prishus, Kedichsim Kedush Inyu Eloheim, Olichal Hashem Eloheim, okay? And the embassy, that's the Ramban, in Vayikra, Chof Aleph, Vov, because the Kedusha he appreciates, and Kedusha he will have him. And then when he finishes, Chlema, Osa Atzma Choba Muta Lecho, Dan Shni Esla Rais, she goes a Chom. And that's the Pshad and the Bracha, so maybe it's only limited to Elva. But that's a very important question. Kaddish, can you quote Kaddish Atzma Choba Muta Lecho by Gizei Esla Rabonu? So I thought it's a very interesting thing. To call him the governor on one side and show the Rishon on the other side. And then you have another amazing question. If the Taki isn't in union of Kaddish Atzvo, that's precious, of Kaddish Atzvo Mutalacho, and that's what's going on the opposite way. But Ramban seems to say in his Kiddush HaTorah Kedoshim, why, according to Ramban, isn't there a separate mitzvah of Kedoshim Yiyu? there should be seven mitzvahs to say Yoshevatev, which means the Torah didn't legislate Los Ignobo. I mean, people find ways of getting around Geneva, but the Torah means in general your interaction with other people should be mamish kizere v'kashim givaldik, even if the Torah didn't legislate about it. That's a sisa Yoshevatev. So I would have said it's not a mitzvah kato kula. It's a particular thing that those things that Torah left holes in to fill the gaps, both in terms of taivis, okay, and in terms of choshen mishpat. And I would have had two separate mitzvah and yinah mitzvahs. Ramban does the opposite, because the Ramban in Shoshim in Sherish Dalid says exactly the Rambam in Sherish Dalid that Kedoshiyu is a mitzvah and koto, is a mitzvah, is mesavlas and koto kula. It's a mitzvah and koto kula. The Rambam sheet in Sherish Dalid is that at Sibui, a mitzvah, which is mesavlas and makayin koto kula, is not in the minyan. Just the repetition of the Ishlus the Teira. So it's a very different approach to what's going on. Now, we should look at is the Chidushim HaMiyuchosim Le'aran on Pezayin in Sanhedrin, and he says, I'll just give you a line. He quotes the Asmachta, Kol mi drabon alav d'leisos asmechinu amo the Asmachta ninu. So if we stop there, everything's okay, correct? But I didn't see the Medayik the Asmachinim in this. Listen to how he mentioned the Drash, the Chidushim HaMiyuchosim Le'aran. Kleima she'achas she'akosu mosron lechachomim bekabolas hatera ubepirusha the violin on the pirush hatera and the kabolas on the tera kmokein yesh leshmoyer lehen b'ma shehein misaknim lasei siog latera. He does mamish an unbelievable thing. He uses the koyach in Teira to give them the basis. It's not Tamara. See, normally say Asmachta, but Almeri Stam said it. Okay, this gafi is the basis for all. We have to listen to them. The question is, what's he talking about? This is the basis. But on the other hand, he's very clear. If you look at, then he says on this. And then he says, so what's Leshia Dovatera? So it's very clear on one hand, he's supposed to do it, and it's a basis of the Raisa, but there's no Chiyu. And that's what he's basing it on, okay? And then there's a Bochonon. In Koyvets, in the Kuntris, Divrei Seferim, Simen Aleph, Ois Lamed Beis, we call it Abchaim. And we'll have to understand what he's talking about. He keeps the Pshat and Abban, Abchaim is the Pshat and Abban, which I didn't see any basis on it for it. He said it. Veseda? So we'll pick up next week, and you know, during the week, you let me know what you want to pick up, what I did left off in Sanhedrin. You want me to go on to,
what?